Okay. Well, since there are many of us on this call and the full agenda, I think what we're going to have to do is go through the agenda and push the resolutions to the end or later in the meeting in the hopes that one more counselor will be joining us later, like potentially Margarita, who said she'd come on the call later. Are there any objections or further suggestions based on our predicament right now? Any objections to that course of action? Okay, hearing or seeing none, we'll proceed based on that. I think there's still a lot of information here that we need to share, regardless of if we have to defer the resolutions for a later date. Okay, well, welcome everybody. Certainly some welcome to all those who are in the middle of, I guess, the northern summer. And that's maybe why some of us, it's hard to get everybody here for quorum. I know certainly here in North America it's been a cold and wet one. It looks like Leslie, you're sharing that based on what I saw in the chat room. And welcome back, Leslie.
Thank you. Yes, it's been cold here, but my holiday was warm and hot, and that was in England, so that's good.
All right, good. Well, welcome back. There are some, we'll continue with the agenda. I do want to note, before we really get rolling, a couple of points. You'll note in this agenda that we'll likely be deferring the resolution on the Cross-Community Working Group on Internet Governance. And the reason there is the position of some of the other SONACs, some issues around numbers of representatives, et cetera. So we're awaiting still some of the outputs from the other SOACs, hence that particular item will be deferred. If we need to, we can vote by email later before the next council meeting or add it to the next council meeting's agenda. You'll also note on the drafting team's draft charter on IANA stewardship transition. There's been a flurry of activity on that over the past month, and it was in very, very good shape and considered final. But there is one final friendly amendment to the final charter, and we'll bring that forward. But by and large, basically that is done, although there will be one minor wordsmithing amendment. There's an additional point on the agenda, and that's selection of candidates for the ICANN Academy Leadership Training. Propose that we make that item 9A. And there's a minor change to the agenda point 7, where the adoption of the Charter Coordination Committee will be now 7.1. The adjustment of the CCTLD World email list now being item 7.2. So that's just a bit of preamble regarding the current agenda. Back to the official agenda. Could you, Christina, please note who the official apologies are from?
Sorry, Byron. I have apologies from Hero Hossa and Patrick Miles, and also then from Margarita, who might join us.
Okay. Thank you. I note that all of the action items have been completed. I'll take that as tabled unless there are any questions regarding the action items. Okay, we'll take that as tabled. Don, I note that you say you've made a comment in the chat that says, can we still talk about it? I I'm going to assume you're referring to the CCWG on Internet Governance. Yes, we can certainly talk about it. Let's push that to the any other business, though. I'll just make a note of that. Okay, thank you. So we are going to work our way through the agenda as you see it, although certainly on my screen it's extremely small font. I think that's probably just the way. Yeah. Sorry, I'm just trying to make some adjustments here. Just the way it shows up, it's very small on my screen. Anyway, we'll work our way through the agenda as you see it in terms of the order, but any resolutions related to the agenda items we're discussing, we will have to defer to later in the call in the hopes that that we will have additional council members join the call. So with that, item number three, we note that the we have to get prepared for the coming council election in March of 2015. You can see, I believe, if we scroll down on the agenda, you can see the councillors who are up for or whose term is ending in March 2015. To start the election process, we basically have two decisions to make, one to adopt the timeline and two to adopt the election manager. These are fairly administrative, but I will open it if there's any questions or issues that people want to raise. Fairly straightforward. The expectation is that we'll appoint Gabby as the manager.
Byron, Leslie has her hand up.
Go ahead, Leslie.
Thanks, Bart. Yeah, so no, it's not a question about the timeline or manager, which, as you say, is fairly standard and as we've done last time. My question was really about the Q&A session in LA. And the question relates to both the council election, but particularly is relevant for the CCNSO board member election. My personal view is that we ought to make a bit more of the Q&A session, and you know, hopefully ask people for questions beforehand, and you know, have a proper grilling, as it were. To make sure that people are familiar with the candidates, and also we have a good chance to ask them some difficult questions. Sometimes when we've done this in the past, it's been a bit of a, I'll tell you everything about me, as opposed to putting people on the spot, and I just wonder if we can make a bit more of it.
I'm certainly in favor of that. Of course, from what I've seen, the challenge is the candidates get up there and then the questions are limited, but I'm certainly in favor of trying to create an environment where there's a more robust dialogue and Q&A, absolutely. Do you have any suggestions in terms of that, or perhaps we could take it upon ourselves to canvas the community in advance for questions that can be, if not asked live at by individual CCNSO members, could be asked by a moderator or something like that?
That's exactly what I'm thinking of, Byron, yes. And as I say, particularly for the board, but also for the councillors, that it is seen, you know, as an opportunity to to make sure that we're appointing the best people, really. Not that we haven't appointed the best people previously, but that there is much more of an ongoing preparation for that. As you say, we could ask the questions in advance and so on. I'm happy to help with that as well.
Okay, I think that's a good suggestion. Anybody want to chime in on that?
It's Katrina here. I just want to say that it's noted and will be discussed by program working group. Hope to make it more interactive and useful for the community.
Great, thank you. And I think it's a good, potentially a good idea. To canvas the community for questions that can be posed by a moderator or somebody,
yes.
In addition to allowing or enabling individuals to speak of their own accord during the session. So we could have both of those. Both
yes,
of those.
Noted. Noted. Thank you.
Thanks. Okay. Leslie, your hand is still up.
Oh, is sorry. That... Oh, it's down now.
Okay. Somebody making a call in our call? Okay. With that, we will defer the resolution itself for the time being. And move to agenda item number 4, which is board member selection, which we, to some degree, have already had some discussion of. Is there any other comment or input on agenda item number 4 around board selection, where, again, the resolution really is administrative at this time? Seeing no hands up or nothing in the chat, we'll defer the resolution and move on to item number 5, which is the appointment of CCNSO member to the NOMCOM. Currently, Yuhani was our appointee, and I think he's been quite, from everything I've heard, he's been quite engaged and provided good input as well as feedback on the process itself. Yuhani can serve another term and has indicated that he's willing to do such. So we do have a draft resolution in place appointing him for another term on the NOMCOM. Obviously, we'll have to defer the resolution. But is there any comment or input regarding Yohani's reappointment? Okay, seeing nothing in the chat or hands up, I'll say that based on the people on the call, that should be fine. My sense is he's done a good job and has been very engaged, so I'm certainly happy to renominate him. Okay, thank you. Item number 6, which is the Cross-Community Working Group on IANA Oversight Transition. There has been a drafting team that has been working over the last, well, since London, on creating the charter for this working group. As I'm sure you'll recall from London, the CCNSO and the GNSO were really catalytic in getting this cross-community working group going, particularly for the registry side of the GNSO, where we believe between all of the registries, G and CC, we have common ground and common concern around any transition of IANA. And that was really the genesis of where the CCWG came from. The drafting team has concluded its work. and is now going out to the various SO and ACs to have that charter approved in the various groups. As mentioned, there will be one minor friendly amendment to the charter itself. Since we can.
Byron, this is Bart. We could put up, just send it before the call. We could put it up on the screen if you want to, the friendly amendment. So everybody can see.
Sure, we can do that, and also we can put that up, give time for, I mean, it is essentially one sentence, and also provide the opportunity to have any general discussion. I was one of the co-chairs, and Becky was also on it, along with Alan, who works with me at CIRA. So it was a small drafting team, but we had, I would say, good and fulsome discussion around many of the issues. And the good news is, as we came out of this, the end of the process, you know, there was good consensus. It was quite a constructive and positive drafting team, and I think we were all quite satisfied with the way that it turned out. That said, let's open it to discussion. I'll just, as you collect your thoughts here, I will just read for you the one friendly amendment. You'll see it highlighted in yellow, and the one sentence is reads as accountability for the administration of IANA functions, i.e. implementation and operational accountability, however, is properly within the scope of this working group. And that was really just to try to further distinguish the difference between the general IANA accountability discussion that's going on versus administration or accountability for IANA functions, which would be more operational in nature. And that's what's being referred to here. I see there's a couple of hands up. Leslie was first, but maybe what I'm going to do is just since Becky was actually on the drafting team, I'm just going to suggest, Becky, did you want to make a comment before we take questions from folks who weren't on the drafting team itself?
Yes, it's really...
Sorry, Becky. Byron, so you know we now have quorum.
We do have quorum? Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Great.
Sorry, Becky.
I just wanted to make a background comment. This was really, I think, quite an extraordinary project for the community, and the level of sort of focus and collaboration and the quality of the work is quite high, and I think it's sort of a moment of the maturity for the community and for cross community working groups that is just worth noting.
Thanks, Becky. And you've certainly seen your share, so that brings some weight. Thanks, Becky. Leslie, go ahead.
Thank you. My point was on the friendly amendment. It's nice to have a friendly amendment as opposed to an unfriendly amendment. But I was just concerned about the ability that still leaves to mix up the two working groups. And I guess it's because, for me, it's referring to the administration, implementation, and so on. And I just wondered if it might be easier to take it kind of up a level to say accountability for the performance of the IANA function is within the scope of the accountability discussions. Because to me, the administration, the use of the words administration and operational kind of thing takes it down to a lower level in my reading of that amendment.
Okay, thanks, Leslie. Can you, So let me ask you this, Leslie. Given how many folks we have to get on board for this amendment, which has been done after the fact already, can you live with this?
Absolutely. I'm just being picky on the English of it because I think in practice it takes you down to operational detail. And I think what you're trying to achieve is accountability for the whole performance of IANA more broadly. But, yeah, I can live with it.
I mean, my take on that is I actually like the wordsmithing you're suggesting. I don't like what it would take for me to go back in there and reopen it.
I understand fully.
Okay. Are there, while we're on this topic, before we go back and deal with some resolutions, because that's what I want to do is go back and cover off the resolutions we've deferred, but let's continue on with discussion around this topic.
Byron, this is Bart. Don had a question, remark in the chat. He is concerned about the lack of explicit inclusion of CCTLDs who are non-members of the CCNSO.
I recognize that. I think it, you know, Ben Becky, feel free to jump in here too. I think the discussion that we had around this was that there weren't seats reserved one way or the other, particularly of the five, but that we are very aware of some of the issues raised around non-CCNSO versus CCNSO member, and I think it's fair to say that we will be very cognizant of that, and I would be shocked if there aren't some non-CCNSO members participating as members of the actual work group. But the other thing that I would say is there was significant discussion around observers, and we pushed quite strongly and got observer status to be very, very robust. So as many people who want to participate in the working group can participate with observer status, which gives them the right to literally participate, to speak. So I think from that perspective, we were comfortable recognizing that in all likelihood, we, the council, would be very cognizant of getting non-CCNSO members into some of the five official seats, but also strongly encouraged both CC and non-CCNSO members to participate as observers and make their voice heard there. Thanks.
Byron, may I add to this one? Becky has her hand up and Peter has his hand up as well.
So Becky, then Peter, then Don, and Bart, sorry, I'm not clear on that. Did you want to say something?
Yes. Say it's also reflected in the invitation letter to the CC community, and it's envisioned to use the, newly created CCTLD world list to invite membership and observers to this new working group.
Yeah, so that's a good point. There is an administrative component to this, which will address that issue, and I think Bart has done a good job explaining that. Thanks. Becky, go ahead.
Yeah, I think in these working groups, we're always, especially the CCs, participants are always very cautious about maintaining the right to appoint members, you know, seek approval, et cetera, in compliance with our own operating processes. So rather than specifying, it is the CCNSO you know, that appoints, but in that the appointment is in compliance with our own rules, and we do that because we don't want the GNSO rules to get imposed on us, which the GNSO does sometimes assume that the whole world operates that way. So, you know, sort of specifically, you know, imposing rules about how the CCs will make its selection in this charter would be a precedent that we wouldn't want to go down or create.
Yeah, I think that's a very good point, Becky. And it does say specifically in the charter itself on this subject, and I quote, you know, lead in and then in quote, in accordance with their own rules and procedures. So it does specifically articulate the fact that we do it the way we do it in the CCNSO and gives us that flexibility. But I think Becky makes another very good point there, which is we don't necessarily want to be setting precedents for how it's done within cross-community working groups. Thanks. Peter?
Hi, Byron. Hi, everyone. I agree with Don, at least as I think I agree with Don all the way on this one. But it starts with the fact that I was really surprised that the charter did not even refer to them. I understand that setting a precedent is dangerous, but if ever there was a time to set a precedent, then this was that time. This is a process that's being watched very carefully by a much broader audience or some group of spectators than our typical charters that hardly get the attention of even the people that are that it directly affects. I mean, this is crucial. I thought it was crucial that these non-CCNSO members were at least referred to. And indeed, it's not about detailing the specific process. And I understand that even with this charter, they have that opportunity to contribute. But in my view, it was crucial that that was reflected in the charter. In particular, since the ICG has very specifically stated in their charter that they're expecting one generally supported proposal from each group. I'm hearing some other voice on the phone.
If you're not speaking, can you please remember to mute your call? Thank you.
So the ICG has specifically closed that channel for non-CCNSO members, and having the non-CCNSO members' interests not reflected in the cross-community working group charter, I think is really a missed chance. And even if I understand, while I understand that it would be a lot of work to make that change in this charter so far down the process, I mean, if we have spotted it earlier, probably would have raised it earlier. But I think it's worth it. And if there is anything I can do to contribute to that, I'm happy to put in the work. Thanks.
So, I hear the point. As I said in the lead-in here, part of the call for volunteers is going to make this very specific that any CCTLD can participate and is welcome to participate and encouraged to participate. So, you know, I think we are going to go well out of our way to make sure we address that very point, that it's the World CCTLD list and that anybody is welcome to apply for one of the five seats. And if we get more members than five and somebody can't get an official seat, everybody is welcome to participate as an observer. And that's going to be made very, very explicit and clear in the call for volunteers and the associated letter and correspondence. Don, go ahead.
So it's Don Hollander here. And Byron, I recognize in your draft call for CCNSO participants that you're planning on making it very open to non-CCNSO members. That's commendable. The concern I have is that this document, which is creating this group that will feed into the ICG, is an ICANN activity, and there are some people who just have concerns about ICANN and ICANN having influence. So I think that I would like to see it changed. I understand that there's the practicalities of getting the changes, and I think that your proposal for the CCPLD participants and being open is some way to rectifying it. But if you read it with a negative hat on, a black hat on, you could say, well, here's this group that's excluded. And just to correct the point, I think, that Peter made, I think the ICG wants just a single voice from the named community and a single voice from the numbers and a single voice from the protocols. They will take into consideration voices outside. You know, so if there's a group of names who felt that they were excluded, I think the ICG would take those, not welcome, but certainly accept. Keith would probably be able to clarify that, but that's my sense. Thank you.
Thanks, Don. I think the ICG can ask for what it asks for, but whether the entire naming community comes up with a single opinion, I think is certainly yet to be seen. I do also just want to make the point that I think Becky is about to make, so I will defer to Becky. Becky, go ahead.
Oh, I was actually going to make a slightly different point, but I'll just repeat what I put in the list. It's sort of, I understand the sentiment here. It is an ICANN cross-constituency working group, and so the inclusion of the non-CCNSO, non-ICANN participants is actually a function of the CCNSO, not the cross-constituency working group. And if you start, putting this in cross-community charters, then the absence of this in some charters will be problematic. We should issue a statement, as part of the resolution adopting this when we get there, that says, it is noted that that appointments will be consistent with the CCNSO rules, which permits and regularly does include non-CCNSO members in these parts. The other thing that I was going to say, I just lost it. We were going someplace.
Perhaps,
I was going to say something else, but you distracted me, Byron. Sorry.
Sorry about that, Becky. Although I think what you said was helpful. Was it about the single proposal, the nature of?
Oh yeah. Don't we have in the charter itself? The charter sort of disses they've made a call, because I think we say proposal or proposals.
Yes, we do. Thanks, Becky. Just before Keith jumps in, I think it probably bears mention too, for everybody on the call, something that I was going to raise in any other business because it was simply too late to get it on the agenda, was some of the other tactics that I would like to propose in trying to get the entire TLD community involved. And one is setting up a forum for all TLD managers to participate in and around this subject, where we would use the one list to inform folks, and anybody who's a TLD manager could participate. So that would be one of the tactics that we would use to help foster discussion and create input here.
Byron, this is Bart. That's the essence of the change, or the first, say, the essence of the additional point, 7.2, is to open up that list so it can be used as a first step in engaging everybody. So it's not a push list anymore, but everybody can write to it.
Yes, that's right. I was just trying to provide some context in that this CCWG is not meant to be the only forum for discussion of this issue. We are certainly trying to envision some other tactics to make the outreach as broad as possible and the opportunity for input as broad as possible. At the end of the day, the CCWG is a creature of ICANN, and I guess for those who have an antipathy for all things ICANN that they simply cannot even participate in it, well, it's going to be a challenge. But we and I are certainly envisioning other avenues that are less ICANN-centric for those that are particularly concerned about it, where they will still be able to have a voice. Keith, go ahead, please.
Thanks, Byron, and hi, everyone. Just to verify the comments earlier that the ICG is wanting to work on the basis of potentially having a single proposal from each of the three communities, with names being a single contribution from both GNSO and CCNSO. I think that's unlikely to eventuate, but there is provision in the charter that there could be two submissions from the names community, one from the CCs and one from the Gs. That would not prevent any individual or group of CCTLDs who disagree with anything that's happening within the ICG from putting up their own proposal. As to the value of that proposal, that remains to be seen. But I think at this stage, it's not 100% resolved within the ICG either. There is still some commentary from people who are not involved in either G or CC registries who are proclaiming there should only be one proposal from the names community, and that's that. So we've got ourselves in a bit of a bind on that, but it's not quite fully resolved, and I think it's probably not worth speculating on until it is fully resolved and we know what we're dealing with. Thanks.
Thanks, Keith. That's helpful. And maybe on that point, within the charter itself, for the CCWG here, it does speak in a sense specifically to that, where it says, and I quote, "This proposal," i.e. the output of the CCWG, "this proposal may include alternative options for specific features within it, provided that each option carries comparable support from the CWG. So it does speak, in a sense, to this, to the issue. Are there any other comments on this right now? Seeing no hands up or in the chat, I'll make one final comment, and I guess it's really directed primarily towards Don and Peter, who have certainly raised the concern about the inclusion of non-CCNSO members. You know, what I can assure you there is, I think we're very aware of it. I'm certainly extremely aware of it. As somebody who's been personally flagellated in the public blogs on this very subject, I'm very sensitive to it and can assure you that much discussion has been had both in the drafting team as well as what are the other tactics that we're going to employ, and that's what I was trying to allude to before. This is only one. There are and will be others, and I'm confident that we are going to be able to make non-CCNSO members feel welcome in participating in this discussion. That said, we are 15 minutes to the hour, and we do have other business to attend to. So while we reflect on this conversation, I'm going to go back to item number 3, where we have some resolutions to start to take care of. So if I could ask everybody to head back to agenda item number 3, which is around elections. Adoption of a timeline, item 3.1. There is a draft resolution, which is the CCNSO Council adopts the timeline for the CCNSO Council election 2015 as proposed. Open that to any discussion.
Byron, it's Keith. I'm happy to move the 3.1 and 3.2 resolutions.
Okay. Thank you. Can I get a seconder for that?
Katrina, a second.
Thank you. Katrina? Is there any discussion on it? It's pretty straightforward. Given we're on a call doing this and I can't see your hands, I am going to ask in the negative. Is there anybody opposed to the adoption of the timeline? Hearing and seeing none, is anybody abstaining? Hearing or seeing none, we'll take that as approved. Item number 3.2, the election manager. Is anybody opposed to the appointment of Gabby? Abstaining? Seeing or hearing none, we'll consider that approved as well. Appointing the CCNSO Council appoints Gabby as election manager for the CCNSO Council election process of 2015. Thank you. Moving on to agenda item number 4, board member selection. Essentially the same thing here in terms of the timeline. We have the draft resolution that the CCNSO Council adopts the timeline for the selection of the ICANN board seat 11, 2015 as proposed. Another associated resolution that the CCNSO Council appoints Gabby as election manager for the CCNSO board selection process for seat 11. Recognizing Leslie's comments in terms of process, which I think will be helpful, I put those two resolutions forward together. Could I get somebody to move them?
It's Keith again. I'm happy to move 4.1 and 4.2.
Thank you. Could I get a seconder for the two resolutions?
Becky, I second.
Thank you, Becky. Discussion on resolutions in 4.1 and 4.2. Any discussion? Seeing or hearing none, again, I will do this in the negative. Is there anybody opposed to those resolutions, either of those resolutions? Okay, seeing or hearing none, thank you. Anybody abstaining to 4.1 or 4.2? Okay, seeing or hearing none, we will consider those resolutions for 4.1 and 4.2 approved. Thank you very much. Agenda item number 5. Climate change.
Hello?
Can you, if you're not speaking, can you please mute your phone? Item number 5, appointment of CCNSO member to the NOMCOM. As discussed, Yohani has been our member there and is willing to serve another term. We have a draft resolution to reappoint him, where the CCNSO appoints Yohani for another term on the NOMCOM. And staff is requested to inform Yohani and the NOMCOM accordingly. Could I get somebody to make a motion on that?
Well, it's Keith here. I'm happy to move again.
Keith, it's a trifecta. Thank you. Could I get a second to that, please?
Becky, second.
Thank you, Becky. Any discussion on that? On Yohani's reappointment? Okay, hearing none. Again, in the negative, is there anybody opposed? Okay, seeing or hearing nothing there. Is anybody abstaining from this vote? Okay, seeing or hearing nobody, that resolution is passed unanimously. Thank you very much. I think that's great. I think Yohani actually did a really good job for us. I'm very pleased about that. Okay. Back to item number 6, where we were when we left off, which is the cross-community working group on IANA stewardship transition proposal. On naming-related functions, just to be clear on the name. Is there any further discussion on the charter? Recognizing their sensitivity to making sure all CCTLD managers are included and meant to feel welcome. We do have a resolution in front of us, which I will read out, which is the CCNSO Council adopts the Charter for Cross Community Working Group to develop an IANA stewardship transition proposal on naming related functions, including the friendly amendment. And that the chair of the CCNSO would be requested to inform the chairs of the other SOs and ACs. Could I get a motion on that, please?
Becky moved. So moved.
Thank you, Becky. Could I get a seconder?
Katrina, I second.
Thank you, Katrina. Now I would open it again to discussion. I see Demi is typing something, so we'll give him a moment here. Okay. So we are, you know, the proposal is to have the friendly amendment as identified in the highlighted yellow that we saw earlier and as read out earlier. And it would be included in the final text of the charter itself, as you have seen it. Okay, then
welcome music.
Then, given that there is no further discussion, I would like to put that to a vote. As before, I will do it in the negative. Is anybody opposed to the resolution? Seeing or hearing none, is anybody going to abstain? Just want to make sure everybody has time, because this is an important one. Seeing or hearing none, last chance, okay. Seeing or hearing none, that resolution has passed unanimously. Thank you very much. This is the first step. Item number 6.2 is the said call for volunteers, which, as we've discussed, is going to be extremely important and sensitive in terms of how we do this. We will be welcoming all CCTLD managers and making that very explicit. But additionally, if we find ourselves with far more candidates than we have official seats, we'll be making it also very explicit that observer status is very robust and participatory. So with that, we do also have a draft resolution, which I'll read out in terms of the call for volunteers. And that's that it is that the Secretariat is requested to send out the approved call for self-nominations as soon as possible on the relevant email list and announce it on the CCNSO website. The names of the nominees shall be published in the CCNSO website upon receiving the nomination. If more than five people have been nominated for membership, the CCNSO Council will select the members of the CCWG at its next meeting based on the selection criteria listed in the call for nominations. Those who are not selected are encouraged to participate as observers. Could I get a motion for that, please?
Becky, I'll move.
Thanks. Becky, you're happy to second.
Thank you, Keith. Discussion on that, and I see, Becky, you have your hand up, so...
I don't know if I'm allowed to offer a friendly amendment if I moved it, but somebody might want to just add the words on the relevant email list, including the whatever we call the all seat. The TLD list, the one list.
The one list.
Just so that we, you know, have it in the motion, the inclusiveness issue.
I think that's a good suggestion, and though you were a mover, I think you're allowed to also make friendly amendments. I would certainly concur with that. Any other comment or discussion? Would anybody be opposed to making that friendly amendment? And or is there other discussion?
Nigel has his hand up.
Nigel, go ahead.
Yeah, I just need to make a brief interjection on a practical matter. Are we barely quorate right now, or are we more than quorate?
Katrina, can you give us the numbers? I mean, we do have quorum, but beyond that...
yes, we are quorate.
No, the question is, are we barely quorate or more than quorate?
No, we are more.
Okay, so if I have to leave in the next 5 minutes or so, that will not take you under quorum?
No.
Okay, that's what I need to know. I'll let you continue for now. I shall stay as long as I can.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nigel.
Yeah, recognizing that we have just gone past our hour, I'm hoping that we can move through item, finish this item and get into number 7, and then as I suggested right at the outset, there are items we're probably going to have to defer. Okay, any further discussion? Becky, you have your hand up. Is that from before or?
Yeah, failure to take it down.
Okay. Keith, go ahead.
I just wanted to be very sure on the wording that that the friendly amendment is saying. Is it to say that as soon as possible on the relevant email lists, including the World CCTLD Managers email list?
Yes.
Good.
May I make a suggestion? I'll say, rest assured we will use it, and if I say right after the call, I'll send the friendly amendment to the council list. Would that suffice so we can move forward?
Yes, I think that would suffice, that we have heard the verbal description and that we can take a vote on that with the provision that the friendly amendment wording in print is consistent with what the intent was here.
Yeah.
Okay. Any further discussion? Hearing or seeing none, I'll call for a vote on this based on, of course, on the friendly amendment. Once again, we'll do it in the negative. Is there anybody opposed to this resolution? Okay, seeing or hearing none, is anybody abstaining from this resolution? All right, seeing or hearing none, draft resolution on the call for volunteers is approved. Thank you very much. Okay, let's try to cover number 7. Which is the transformation of the Council Coordination Group on IANA Stewardship Transition. As you all know, essentially we had, because of all the moving pieces, we had set up a somewhat informal coordination group on this subject with Keith, Becky, and myself to try to keep all the disparate threads moving. I think certainly that the time has come to end that and make it a more formal group with a broader participation, and that it's an appropriate time right now to do so. That's the basic background. There's a draft resolution here, and I'll read that out, which is the CCNSO Council adopts the charter as proposed for the creation of the IANA Stewardship Transition and Accountability Coordination Committee. And staff is requested to create as soon as possible a web page and other means to engage the broader CCTLD community in the two processes.
Byron, Nigel has his hand up.
Yeah, but I need to go at 2:00, which is 6 minutes ago, and I'm happy to stay until this resolution is voted upon on the basis that as Katrina's gone, I think that I'm quorum right now. Is that correct?
Hi, Nigel. It's okay if you leave. We still have quorum.
Okay, well, I can indicate my support in favor of the resolution and duck out then. Thanks for your help.
Thank you, Nigel. Thanks for sticking with us.
We try. Thanks. Bye.
Okay. And I just remind you that there is another part to this, which is 7.2, and that's around the CCTLD World Email List. But on 7.1, the adoption of the charter, Could I get somebody to make a motion, please?
Byron, Leslie has a hand up.
Oh. Leslie, go ahead.
Byron. Yeah, I'm happy to support the motion, but I also had a more practical suggestion. As somebody who's been out of this community for a month or so and now coming back in again, the various working groups and how they interrelate on the IANA stuff is a bit confusing. And I think I've got my head around it, but I can well understand how other people might not who aren't so directly involved. I wonder if the chair could do a blog or whatever on the CCNSA website explaining how they all interconnect, and also that would be a vehicle for emphasizing again that you don't have to be a CCNSO member to participate. I think that might help to get that message across a bit more broadly, as well as understanding for people what these various groups are doing.
Absolutely.
But I am happy to support the motion.
Okay, good suggestion. And I have something related coming, but maybe making it a bit more specific on that, I think you're right, would be helpful. Because you are absolutely right. There are many moving parts. And on this particular agenda item, that's really what it's about, is trying to keep control of all of the disparate and separate but interrelated pieces and making sure that the information is flowing back and forth between them as effectively as possible.
Thanks, Byron.
So I don't think we got somebody to move the motion here. Leslie, were you doing that?
I did, yes.
Okay, thank you. And a seconder?
Becky, I second.
Thank you, Becky. Any further discussion on this item? Seeing or hearing none, we'll put it to a vote. Again, in the negative, is anybody opposed? Anybody abstaining? Okay, passed unanimously. And just in terms of the chat, I too agree with Peter, and we'll try to work that into a blog that tries to make sense of all of this. Good idea, Peter. Item 7.2, changing the CCTLD world email list, and this is all, in a sense, part and parcel of making sure we can communicate effectively. And that is essentially making I'll read the draft resolution, but the goal here is to enhance the communication, both input and output. So there's a draft resolution regarding this email list that the CCNSO Secretariat has requested to update the CCTLD World at ICANN.org email list to the extent that all subscribers are allowed to post to the list, and also ensure that all members of the coordination committee are subscribed to the list. And this, again, this is just part of trying to create the infrastructure and logistics that allow us to have fulsome communication between all members of the CCTLD community. Habibu is willing to move 7.2. Thank you. Any seconders?
Keith here, happy to second.
Thank you. Any discussion on this? I think this one's pretty straightforward, but any discussion? Okay, we'll put it to a vote again in the negative. Anybody opposed to this? Anybody abstaining? With that, I will say 7.2 is passed unanimously. We are now 15 minutes past the hour, so getting into the well beyond our scheduled time. We have item number 8, agenda item number 8, which in itself could be relatively fulsome. In the interest of time, can you give me, just give me one moment, please. I will be back in 30 seconds. 1 second. So in just trying to be as efficient as possible, I think we're going to have to take items number 9 and 9A and push them to email for this meeting. Are there any objections to that? Leslie?
I didn't have an objection, Byron, but I would like in the email notes just to cover what sort of criteria were used for suggesting people. How are we to decide?
For selecting the... Sorry, that's in for the leadership training, the criteria?
Yeah.
Okay, so we are going to have to push that one to the list. Thank you, and we will take note of that. Item 10 is we're going to defer to email. For the working groups, item 12, can I ask that Keith and Becky put any updates they have in written form and send it to the list? Thank you. Much appreciated. Item 13, the written updates have already happened. Item 14 is an item that's going to follow anyway. And item number, so the only things left are 8, 11, and any other business. I think we're going to have to dispense with item 11 unless there's any particular objections and go back to number 8. Sorry for the whirlwind tour of the agenda, but c'est la vie.
And what about item 9, Byron?
We're going to push that to the list and do it.
That was 9A.
I said 9 and 9A.
Ah, right. I misheard. Thank you.
Yeah, I know. It was a bit of a whirlwind tour. Sorry about that. Number 8, if I could ask Bart to give us a little bit of an overview on where we are with that.
What is happening right now, and probably you all have seen the announcement on the ICANN website, is envisioned to create two new groups. One is called the Cross Community Group, and which is open to everybody. There is not a real envisioned role of the supporting organizations, and everybody who wants to become a member of that group can submit his or her name to the email list, email address listed on the ICANN website. The task of this coordination or cross-community group is threefold. One is to appoint members or the stakeholder members or confirm or appoint the members to the coordination group, which is the second group. Secondly, it is to provide and organize a discussion on the issues that will be resolved by the coordination group. And thirdly, is to engage the community in the discussion. So that's the first group, the cross-community group. A second group, the coordination group, is a far more limited group. And this group will have 21 members around, out of my head, 11 stakeholder members, expert members, 7 appointed by a small committee. And these 7 will be experts, external experts in different areas around accountability. 1 liaison of the board, 1 person who served and on the ATRT 2, and 1 liaison with the ICG. What I understand from discussion, there will be a more clarification upcoming on this announcement in the next day or two, and it will go into details on how the SOs and ACs are envisioned to at least participate in the selection of members of the coordination group. That's where we are. So this is still very fluid, and one thing to keep in the back of your mind, the cross-community group, so the first group I've mentioned, is intended to meet virtually, so with remote participation, on the 15th of September. And one of their first jobs will be to confirm or appoint the members on the coordination group. That's where we are, and that's my reading of the accountability process until now.
So, Bart, given how fluid it is and how of the moment it is, what's your sense of what we need to do right now and in the very short term?
I think as a first step would be at least to encourage CCTLD, the CCTLD community to self-nominate for the coordination group. So that's more an administrative role. Secondly, be prepared as CCNSO Council to initiate call for volunteers to serve on the coordination group. Maybe what should be noted is that it is envisioned that the CCNSO will have 1 seat on the coordination group, and the other SOs and ACs as well, with the exception of the GNSO, who may have a seat for every constituency. So this might be something for the CCNSO Council and the CCNSO community to reflect upon and discuss whether they think it's a good idea.
Yeah, and I mean, just my initial read of that, having 1 seat for the entire CC community would be extremely difficult.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it is something that we should consider in terms of the pushback that we want to offer to ICANN on that. I mean, that's just the regional issue as well as the CCNSO versus non-CCNSO member issue.
Yeah. My advice would be to do that as soon as possible, as quickly as possible.
So is there, are there any thoughts on that, or we as the council, would we be supportive of us just making a statement or sending a letter to ICANN requesting, say, 5 seats, so at the very least we have regional representation? Keith, go ahead.
Yeah, Byron, that's Keith. Look, just echoing what you've already said, I think one seat is plainly inadequate and inappropriate, and it doesn't give us any regional coverage, let alone large, small, or various sizes. So I think we need to act quickly and quite vociferously on this. And we should empower you to deal with it on our behalf. Thanks.
Thank you, Keith. Leslie?
I support that. I'd also add that my reading of the announcement, there's a footnote to say that ICANN will not provide travel support if an in-person meeting is needed. And I think, again, that's going to exclude quite a few people from participating as well.
Well, I can certainly, assuming that we're okay with my sending a letter on our behalf, I'll keep it very straightforward, which is one seat cannot in any way, shape, or form adequately be representative of the CC community, that we should have 5. Make that point without being specific on how that 5 would be comprised, and also noting that in the absence of any travel support, it may be limiting the types of folks who can participate and therefore not being reflective of the community. So I can put those 2 basic messages in a very straightforward note to just articulate those 2 things and sort of put that marker out. Okay. I will do that. I'll work with Bart and draft something up. And I will submit it to the council as a FYI, but I'll keep it limited to those 2 subjects. And will not be asking for editing or approval then. I will keep it to those 2 subjects, short and sweet, make that known, and submit it to the council for information. Okay. With that, and recognizing that we've gone well over, but also I did forewarn you, and given that there was no meeting last month, and the weight of the issues at hand, I think that having this level of discussion was absolutely critical. So thank you, everybody, for the input. In terms of moving on to any other business, I did want to make note of something that is brewing, and it's all around how we encourage more CCTLDs to participate in this process, both inside the CCNSO, but most especially outside, non-CCNSO members. And I've already made mention of it, would like to create a forum environment where this conversation can be stimulated and had with all CCTLD managers. So that's something that is percolating right now, and I should have something to show the council shortly, and then make sure that within our ability that all CCTLD managers are made aware of this kind of forum. In addition to that, we are going to have to create another working group, which will be the follow-on to the FOI, and take a lot of the good and hard work that's been done there and use it to start to inform the very process we're in terms of IANA transition, as well as help inform the ICG members. So we're not there yet in terms of having created something substantial around a potential working group. This is more advisory that I think this is going to have to come into being, given where we're at with IANA transition and the pending conclusion or wrap-up of the FOI. This is more just advisory, and pay attention because more to come on this in the very near future. With that, is there anything anybody else would like to raise in terms of any other business?
Byron, this is Bart. Say, Don raised the point about the CCWG on internet governance, which would go to the AOB.
Yes. Thank you. Don, did you want to say anything in particular there?
I think it was covered earlier in the discussions, so I think I'm okay.
Okay, thanks, Don.
But it's very late, so I may have.
Okay, thanks. Peter has just asked of the council members who will be at the IGF. I will be. Anybody else? Just quickly chime in. Keith is going to be at the IGF. Peter, Hong, maybe if you just put it in the chat, that would be great. And I see Ron has his hand up. Ron, go ahead. Ron, if you're speaking, you're on mute. Okay, well, not hearing from Ron and having heard nothing further on any other business, I am going to ask to bring this meeting to a close. Can I get a motion to do so?
Sure, I say move. It's Keith.
Thank you, Keith. Seconder?
Seconded. Becky.
Thank you, Becky. Thank you all for holding on well longer than the original appointed time. As I said, these are very important issues, and I believe they required the time. So thank you for a fulsome discussion. And look to your email for all of the items that we pushed off email. Thanks, everybody. Have a good day or evening.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Byron.
Bye-bye.